views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. I'm sorry, it sounds like my voice is a frog right now, but it's not. And today, I'm going to be talking with Mary Shores. She's the author of an upcoming book, Conscious Communications. Mary Shores is the founder and CEO of a multi-million dollar business, one of the most unique collection agencies in the country. She's recognized as a leader of innovative thought and has spent over a decade teaching businesses and individuals how to inspire others, create new ways of thinking, identify and achieve their goals, and taking action to create meaningful life results. She is the revolutionary founder of the groundbreaking Conscious Communication System, which produces positive results through positive action. Mary travels across the nation giving lectures and teaching courses and has been featured on local and national radio and television shows and podcasts and so much more. You can check her out at her website, maryshores.com. So welcome, Mary.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure to be here.
Yes. Well, excuse me a minute. Tell us your story briefly, because I know it's kind of a long story. What was your awakening from, you know, the various traumas you had in life to creating this conscious communications and basically reinventing and changing your life?
Well, I feel like those are actually two very different things. So my own awakening would probably come from just my personal mindset mojo of how I always, no matter what was happening in my life, like these obstacles that you're talking about, when, you know, those were happening, especially in my younger days, I just knew inside of myself that I always needed to be moving forward. So like, for example, if you're in a situation where, you know, you've got, you're kind of on the bottom rung of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, then your survival is at what is forefront on your mind. But there are still things that you can keep moving forward. And then the system came about many, many years later, in much more about in my career, that I wanted to find a way that I was collecting debt, but my mission really became that I wanted people to feel good about paying their debt, because having a debt is such a punitive situation in our world today that it actually creates like a barrier between the person and their beliefs. Because if you have a debt, instead of feeling good about paying it, instead a lot of times people feel shame for having a debt, and that leads them to a feeling of unworthiness. And so I created my system just as a better, more conscious way of collecting money.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because a collection agency has a certain connotation about a type of business. I worked for one once when I was in high school, making those phone calls. It was awful. You know, and yet you turned it around with a different kind of consciousness of how you tell us about that, how you approach people.
Well, let me ask you a question. So when you were young and you were making those phone calls, did it make you feel sick?
I don't know if I got sick. I was young, high school, lots of energy. I just didn't like it.
Right. So it made you feel, at the very least, uncomfortable.
Yeah, and bad. Calling people to ask for their money, you know, and having a you know, felt like kind of a sleazy boss because it just feels like a sleazy industry. But you've turned that around to be this amazing thing, you know, for a positive experience for people. So what was that? There was a, I know in your book you talk about that, that you made a choice of what the purpose of your business was.
Right. So it's because, you know, I was not comfortable being a sleazy debt collector, but yet this was my career. And so I didn't want to have to give up my entire career in order to pursue like my spiritual path, because I really had decided that I wanted to start striving for enlightenment. And let's face it, the tax collector in the Bible was not a popular guy, right? So what was I going to do? And what I realized was when I brought my inner gifts, like my gifts that, you know, in that passage in the Lost Book of Thomas, I think, says, when you bring forth what is within you will save you. And so I just brought forth my own personal values and my own personal talents and skill sets to my job. And when I did that, I was able to transform my business. My revenue increased and you know, my complaints decreased and everything just got better and better. And the thing is, you know, you're so right. Like there's this sort of sleazy perception of the collections industry in general. But the truth is, we have so many people who just won't pay their bills. And, you know, we don't necessarily refer to those people as being sleazy, but yet there are people who just ignore paying their bills. And I have so many clients that can't keep their doors open without my service. So, you know, it's still a necessary service to have, because if there isn't a consequence to paying a bill, then a lot of people just aren't going to pay them. And so, but I wanted to do it in a way that was very much teaching the consumer the importance of keeping that money flowing, teaching them the importance of preserving their good credit and their good name, and making them feel good about the fact that they were paying it instead of feeling shame for having it.
Yes, and that's the key, I think, for that, that you went forward of getting people to feel good about something. And I would imagine you have a lot of positive stories of people changing their lives from that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we get thank you letters almost every day. I have, my staff is a very empowered staff. One of my personal mantras recently, especially since I have a book coming out and I do a ton of public speaking, is that I always want to educate, empower, and entertain at the same time. And so, you know, one of my very early goals when I first started this was I just wanted to make the person on the other end of the phone happier at the end of the call, happier than they were when they called in. Because how many times do you have to make a customer service phone call and you're just so frustrated by the end of it?
Yes, yes. So true. Yeah. So thank you for that, you know, for changing that business model around for people. So let's get on to about your book and you created Conscious Communications, and it's going to be published by Hay House. So tell us, and I know there's a story in your book of how you even came up with that idea that you were going to write.
How I came up with the, well, I always wanted to write a book. You said there's a story about how I
came up. No, well, I'm thinking about you. You were going through a hard time. I think you were in the bathtub crying. Oh, you were watching a Hay House movie, a movie by Louise Hay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So this is what happened to me. I love this story. Thank you for bringing it up, because Louise Hay is my idol. I really loved YouTube. And actually, I don't know that I was going through a huge personal crisis at the time, but I was just sort of taking a bubble bath. And when I do that, a lot of times I watch YouTube. And YouTube is very intuitive. You know, it'll tell you what you want to watch. And so I'm just following along, and this Louise Hay video comes up. It's called You Can Heal Your Life, and it's a documentary about her life and her career. And within, I think, 45 seconds of watching that video, I just started crying. And I'm talking about the kind of crying that like every inch of my body was just crying and crying. And I sat in that bathtub for the entire 90 minutes watching that video until the water went cold, my skin went pruney. And then as soon as the video was over, I really just started it again from the beginning. And I jumped out of the bathtub and I was just like happy dancing all over my bathroom. And I was just screaming out to the universe that Louise Hay was going to publish my book. So that was in 12 years, or that was in 2012, and it took 3 years for that to happen. And I loved that book, that documentary so much that I actually bought every used copy that I could find on Amazon. I single-handedly drove the price of that video up. And then I just, when the DVD started showing up in the mail, I just started passing them out to everyone I could find.
Mm-hmm. And you made a statement that you were going to be published by Hay House. You were going to have a book.
Absolutely, I did.
Yeah. And so that's such a positive, you know, that, I mean, sometimes we don't go to that place so quickly and then it happened. So, I want you to talk more about the conscious communications program that you created, and how that evolved from, a business training to becoming a Hay House personal development guide.
So it was really taking the systems that I'd worked in my business and translating them into personal development. So I have been in the personal development world for over 10 years now, and I'm a public speaker, and I write personal development programs. So really, it was just a matter of taking these business systems that I had in place. Like, for example, we have a do not say list in our office, which is a list of words we never say that are no, not, can't, won't, however, and unfortunately. And then that became in the book to knock off the negative self-talk, because I understand from neuroscience and actually from spirituality that there's certain words that are going to trigger certain brain responses neurologically in our minds that actually create certain behaviors. And so it's one of the entry points to sort of get into a life that's in alignment with the things you want to be connected to in life instead of the things that you really want to disconnect from is the way that you use your words, because words are so powerful. And my personal belief has always been that science and spirituality have always been talking about the same thing, just using a different language. And so I understood the power of words. That is, number one, it's what's creating your neural pathways in your brain and your subconscious, but it's also what is partly what is creating your reality. So, right, when I stood up in that bathroom and I said, Louise Hay is going to publish my book, that was the first step in manifesting that as my reality. But then, you know, I still had to believe in myself. And back in those days, I was saying, I want to write a book, but I'm not a writer. So what I had was some out of alignment. My intention mm-hmm. was that I wanted to write a book, but my mantra was out of alignment.
Yes,
so it wasn't until I got my mantra in alignment and my beliefs in alignment that I was a writer. And then as soon as I did that, boom, it happened within months.
Yeah, great. Well, we're going to hear more about this and about the neurosciences in the brain when we come back from our break. We'll talk more with Mary Shores.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's danacanetto.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm speaking with Mary Shores, an author of Conscious Communications. So, Mary, yeah, you brought up the topic of brain and neuroscience, and we're starting to talk about that. One aspect in your book that you talk about that I think is very interesting is chemical recipes. So, let's explain what you mean by that and what it does to that. I mean, I think it's also connected to our nervous system, and it's connected to our patterns. You talk about words and stuff. Our thought patterns becomes a chemical recipe of patterns that we've had, you know, from childhood.
Right. So what I mean by this is my book, I really wanted to explore a lot of how science and spirituality are one and the same. And so, for example, in spirituality, we might talk a lot about emotions and vibration and how that affects our ability to manifest. And then in science, what I understand, especially because my older son has autism, so that's one of the reasons why I've spent the last 15 years studying neurology. So now I've gotten into the study of neurobiology. And what I mean by this is when we have something happen to us, we're going to feel an emotion. So let's just say, you know, something tragic happens, and then our body actually responds to that by creating a lot of chemicals in our, it's actually from our hypothalamus that's going to go out through our nervous system and filter out through our body, and that's going to cause us to have an emotion. And a really great resource to learn a lot about this is through Dr. Bruce Lipton. He has a best-selling book called The Honeymoon Effect, and he does tons and tons of talks on the topic, but it's so fascinating. And then what you come to understand is that whenever you think about something or something triggers a memory, well, then your brain has every chemical recipe that you've ever created stored in its memory bank. So if you have something that's triggered you, you're actually going to pull up that exact same chemical recipe so that within just moments of that trigger, you're going to feel the exact same emotion that you felt when you were, say, 3 years old or 15 years old or 30 years old. And so it's so fascinating to understand that, you know, one of the reasons why it's so difficult to control how we feel and what our thoughts are is because a lot of this is being controlled by the chemical recipe that is being output in our nervous system and in our brain and our hypothalamus. And so some of the ways that we can really get good at controlling these chemical recipes is through self-care, by doing things like committing to a yoga practice or meditation, eating well, you know, really cleansing your body, eating super well so that you can clean out these chemicals. Because in today's world, our nervous systems are just berated nonstop with a lot of sensory overload between our computers, the noisy streets, just, you know, televisions on all the time. You know, we really don't get a lot of quiet time. And so our bodies don't have just that natural way to reset. Or, you know, when something stresses us out, maybe at work, then we're not doing anything after that to burn off those stress chemicals, you know, unless you're somebody who's really good about going to the gym every day after work. I'm sorry, I think I caught your cough for a second.
Sorry. Yeah, we carry those with us, and then we go over and over in our mind. So not only, you know, coming at, you know, that chemical, that nervous system reaction, our mind just goes round and round, thinking about the, you know, what that person said at the meeting today, what I didn't do today, all those negative thoughts, and we keep cycling them on and on. And so how do you get people to stop that?
Well, I think that when you have a daily practice to do something different, you know, do something that is feeding your chemical recipe and stopping. So one of the things that had happened to me was I was going through a breakup, and this was probably about a year and a half ago. And I just was having this terrible time, even though really I was the one who wanted to end the relationship. But I felt like I was dying inside, like literally felt like I was going to die. And I was curled up in the fetal position in my bed, and all of this, and it was right at the time that I was writing this chapter. So I just like sat up in bed, and I realized my body is running a program from when I was 3 years old and my mother abandoned me. And so the reason that when I was going through a breakup, it felt like I was dying is because when you're 3 years old and you go through the loss of a parent, your mind doesn't understand that like someone else is going to be there to feed you, and you actually have a fear of death. Because at 3 years old, you're 100% dependent on your mother. And so how are you going to survive? So anyway, my body remembered that. And so it would pull up that same exact chemical recipe from when I was 3 years old. And next thing you know, that's the reason I'm in the fetal position on my bed. And you know what happened was, as soon as I realized what was happening, I sat up in bed real straight and I said, you know what? I don't have to run that program. I'm actually not being abandoned. I just am ready to move on from this relationship. Nobody is abandoning me. And then I just instantly felt better. I had stopped that chemical recipe from playing in my body in that moment. And by the time I went to bed, I felt completely at peace. And then the next morning, I woke up and actually felt just excited to move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. And that's very quick. It doesn't always happen that quick for people. Like, there's this process to go through, but you recognize very quickly, oh, you know, that this is a memory. This is triggering a memory or when I was a kid, it's almost like if you get in touch with your feeling, like what age am I feeling? Oh, I'm feeling like 3 years old. What happened then? Oh, I was abandoned. If we can get to that place, instead of being, we tend to dwell in our emotions and get stuck there.
Sure. You've pointed out something very important. You're right. It was because I was studying this stuff at the time that I was able to so quickly and easily recognize it. But let's say someone is suffering from PTSD and, you know, you're not aware of the reasons you're suffering from PTSD. So then the things that you need to do are like, you know, the feedback loop, your entry point can be, how can you protect your body and get rid of those chemicals? So one thing you can do is to exercise. You can drink tons of extra water, even, you know, getting body work done. I'm a huge fan of getting a massage, because we know that saying, the issues are in the tissues. So if you can work out, even just going to the chiropractor, you can just work these things out of your body. That is another way to start to process it. Because, you know, even though I had that one time that I was able to instantly recognize it, you know, the reality is most of the time you're not just going to have this huge aha moment of, oh, I know exactly why I'm behaving this way or exactly why I'm feeling this way. We're just feeling what we feel, and it doesn't seem to necessarily always connect to something else. But the point, the trick there is to treat your body as well as you can treat it, and also take action to do something that's going to make you feel good, like get a massage or watch a comedy movie, because laughter affects the gene expression of something like 23,000 genes. So those ways that you treat yourself through self-care are extremely important.
Yeah, that's some good examples. So let's talk about probabilities. How would you define probabilities, and how does it impact people?
I feel like that we all have all of these opportunities in life, and that our lives are being created in the micro moments of all the decisions that we're making. And one of the things when I was studying personal development and spirituality, I would always get very confused about the concept, the power of now. I just didn't understand it. It was like someone was speaking a foreign language to me. And so I really needed to learn it. And because the science stuff is actually a lot easier for me to learn. But what I realized was it's really talking about free will choice. The power of now means that right now, in every moment of my life, I have a decision of the choice that I'm going to make. And when you go through that decision, like let's say there's a door on the left and a door on the right, but behind each one of those doors, there's 10 more doors. So by choosing left, now that completely changes the next 10 options of the choices that I'm going to make. And by choosing right, it's going to be a completely different set of doors. So every moment, you're just choosing the next moment that's going to happen. And as you build up through your day and you're making choice after choice after choice, you're actually calling to you even more opportunities. And so I think it becomes very easy to understand that by making one sometimes seemingly insignificant choice, one of the examples I tell in the book is that this one day, my friend Peter asked me to go have coffee with him. And I thought about it, and you know, there was a chance I was going to say no, but I said yes. And I went there and we ended up having this great conversation for the morning. And we both walked out of there with like 10 really great business ideas that we could pursue right away. And so I did a lot of those ideas, which means if I had not went to coffee that morning, let's say I went to the gym instead, then my outcome would be slightly different because I wouldn't have pursued those business ideas that he and I bounced around that day. So it's just small little choices that you make all the time lead to your next choice and your next choice.
Yes, and being open to those, you know, to make those choices, like something in you said to say yes. And being, you know, having that flow, like, okay, yeah, I don't normally would do this, but yes, here. And then letting those opportunities come. We never know what's going to, door is going to open when we say yes to some things. Isn't that true?
No, we don't. And as a matter of fact, this week I'm in San Diego and I've been visiting the Hay House offices. And the whole reason I'm here is because my son is attending the Tony Robbins Global Youth Leadership Summit, and he's 15 years old. Well, he didn't want to fly by himself because of a bad experience he had last year. So he asked me to fly with him. Well, I'm right in the middle of my book launch, and there was a big part of me that thought, you know, it's going to be really stressful to travel right in the middle of this book launch. Well, a friend of mine said, well, you could go to the Chopra Center, or you could go to La Costa, or you could go to, you know, Esalen. And I thought, sure. So I just bought a ticket. Well, and it turns out, La Costa was booked, Chopra Center had nothing going on, and Esalen is closed for construction. So I thought, what the heck am I going to do? Well, by being open to it and still making that choice to get on that flight, I ended up being invited to go have a Hay House meeting, which led to them letting me do a Facebook Live event on their page, and it reached something like 280,000 people. And then next thing you know, they've asked me to come and speak at their next big writer's workshop in Orlando in October.
Oh, that's great. When I have to interrupt. Yeah, those opportunities. I have to interrupt because we're late for break. We have to take a break. So stay tuned. We're going to come back and talk more with Mary Shores.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I've been speaking with Mary Shores. She's the author of the upcoming book, Conscious Communications. So, Mary, please share your website and what you have available for people.
Great. Well, we'd like to offer free for all of your listeners a coaching program that's a workbook that I wrote called Ignite Your Dreams. And I'm sure that we've given your show a link to it. But if the listeners want to, they can just go directly to our website, which is www.maryshores.com. There's a button on there for Ignite Your Dreams. Just hit that. You can sign up for our Fearless Ambition newsletter, and that'll send you to all the articles that I write and stuff like that each week. And then also a great way to connect with me is to join my Fearless Ambition Facebook group. So I love to see members in there, and we post videos, and we're always doing personal development challenges in the Facebook group. So thank you for asking.
Great. Yeah. So one of the things you talk about in the book is barrier beliefs. And so you're talking about, you know, how to make someone aware of what their barrier beliefs are in order to overcome them. I'd love for you to share a little bit about that.
Sure. So just like I was talking about at the beginning of the show, like if you have a debt, it can cause you to have a feeling of unworthiness, and it becomes like a brick wall between you and living the life of your dreams. And I hear a lot of teachers call them limiting beliefs. And the reason I call them barrier beliefs is because I literally feel like it is a wall between you and what you want. And it's very, very difficult to penetrate it. And so the way that you can recognize it is really by watching the words that you say. So for example, one night I was out to dinner, and we were at a restaurant, and my friend said, "Oh, too rich for my blood." So, you know, that was kind of like a mirror to me inside her subconscious, that she felt really unworthy to be there, even down to her blood. Like, she just wasn't even worthy to be in this restaurant. And it wasn't an expensive restaurant, by the way. She just believed that. And so it's very, very important that we try to break through our barriers every day by just taking action in a new direction. I'm not a big believer in that we need to try to determine where the source of all of these barrier beliefs came from, because what I do believe is that it's actually much easier, quicker, and more effective and more inspiring to just take action in a new direction, because the moment you do that, you're going to create a new neural pathway that's going to create a new belief system for you.
Tell us more about that. How does a new pathway happen? Because it can happen
so easily, or it can happen over time. So like, for example, I was saying before that I had this mantra that I wasn't a writer. Well, if I'm constantly saying I'm not a writer, which is a true story, I was going around saying that, then I'm not going to write anything. And then it took exactly 5 minutes for me to change that, because I was at a workshop and I was listening to someone speak and he said something, and then all of a sudden I had this aha moment in my mind and I realized that I was a writer. I just didn't know how to get started. And so I left that workshop absolutely knowing how to move forward, went back to my office, immediately started taking action and started writing my outline, started unpacking that outline. And then once I knew how to do that and I actually took action to do it, I created a new neural pathway. And never again did I ever identify with the mantra that I'm not a writer. So there's an example of instantly creating a new belief in a new neural pathway. And then the more you travel that new neural pathway instead of the old one, just like with our highway maintenance system, I was maintaining the new neural pathway and I was letting the old one crumble away.
Mm-hmm. And I think the key there is you took action. And so many times we stop ourselves from taking action because we still hang on to that belief. Well, how can I do it? How am I going to do it? All those thoughts and drop those.
Yeah. And I didn't go on this explorative journey to myself when I was in the second grade and find some teacher who told me that I couldn't write. You know what I mean? I didn't have to explore the source of the belief. Mm-hmm. I just had to create a new one.
Great. Well, I want to, because one of the key things in the book that you want to talk about is a system of cleanse or clog. So let's talk about cleanse or clog.
I love cleanse or clog. It's my absolute favorite thing in the entire book. And it's something so simple that I can teach your listeners that they can start doing right now today, which is really just to understand, it goes back to this system of choices. I think that we have so many teachers in today's world that always tell you, you know, what you should be, but hardly ever do they give you the blueprint or tell you how to do it. And so when I was talking about those choices before, you know, that still kind of leads you to say, well, I don't know which choice to make. You know, how do I make the right choice that's going to connect me and, you know, start detaching from the wrong choices? So I'm making more cleansing choices. And the way that I tell it is by understanding how your diet works. So if you are trying to be on a diet, it can get all into these complicated diet systems that I don't even understand myself, like the keto diet or the paleo, and there's always all these rules. But what if you just decided that every time you look at a bite of food, you just ask yourself, if I put this in my body, will it cleanse me or will it clog me? And if the answer is cleanse, well, then obviously you should eat that. But if the answer is clog, then you need to understand that you should probably limit your clogging choices to about 20% of the time. And as long as you're making cleansing choices 80% of the time, you'll be just fine. But then I started realizing how that system connected to every area of life. Because isn't the truth that everything I say or do, every word I speak in a relationship, every action I take is either cleansing that relationship or clogging it? And what I mean is it's either creating a connection with that person, building more rapport and good feelings, or it's driving a disconnection. You know, it's moving me further away from the connection that I want with that person. And how does cleanse or clog affect your career or your finances or your wellness plan, you know, your self-care, your personal development, your spirituality? And so it just became a very easy way to check in with yourself. All I have to do now is ask myself, will making this choice connect me to what I want or disconnect me from what I want.
Yes, and you have charts of examples in the book. It's great. So in every aspect, you know, it's, you know, asking that question and making lists of this would be cleansing, this would clog me.
Yeah, I love that. And as a matter of fact, that is my very favorite chapter in the book. It's the chapter that got me the book deal with Hay House. They absolutely loved it. And I make it really, really easy in the book because we have all these charts for each area of life for you to just see, you know, and not everybody's stuff is the same. So sometimes, you know, sometimes you want to have that piece of chocolate lava cake and a nice glass of red wine to go with it. And again, as long as you're doing that, I have an 80-20 rule. So as long as you're doing that 20% of the time, then you really want to enjoy it. You don't want to eat the chocolate cake and then just think to yourself, you know, how bad it is that you're doing that.
Well, I was just thinking as you're talking, sometimes you don't know how much you've done during the day. And I know one of the things about eating, and I've done it before, and it's helpful, is to write down, have a food diary, what you ate all day long. You'd actually could see that 80-20 rule. Oh, was it 50-50 today and not 80-20? Because we
an amazing idea.
Yeah, because you tend to forget. Like, oh, I ate pretty good. I had a salad at lunch. And, oh, yeah, but then I had this and this and this and this. And you tend to forget those. So that's great. Yeah, and every, what would be another example other than food?
So we could talk about finances. One of the big clogs that I see in finances or disconnecting choice is, you know, we sometimes people get their tax returns. And although they could, they if they take their tax return and they use it to either pay down their debt or make some kind of investment either in themselves or, you know, in their finances, then that would be a really good cleansing way to use their tax return. But a lot of times I see people use their tax returns like they've just won some sort of lottery. And they go out and they just spend it as fast as they can and they buy a big screen TV or they buy, you know, a lot of just material things. So there's a difference there. By buying yet another big screen TV or some sort of expensive toy, that's really a clog. But if you take that same money and you say, spend it on going to a yoga retreat, and that yoga retreat is something that really cleanses your soul, well, then that is an example of a cleanse. Or you take that tax return and you use it to pay down a debt, or you make it an investment for your future, well, that's totally a cleanse as well.
Oh, great examples. Okay, maybe. Well, we're going to take another break and come back and talk more with Mary Shores.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-9000. 972-5366.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit cambokiss.com. Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms Helping Everyday Women Create Extraordinary Lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I'm talking with Mary Shores today. She has an upcoming book coming out in August called Conscious Communications. So, Mary, I saw in your newsletter that you're very big on doing affirmations. And so I'd love for you to share why that's meaningful for you and what you think listeners can gain from doing affirmations and the different types of affirmations, because I'm sure we can do them different ways.
Well, I love affirmations, and whether you call it affirmations or incantations or mantras, what we're really talking about is that one of the ways we're creating our reality is by the words we speak and also our self-talk. I understand that through my learning of the Hebrew alphabet, that even the magical word that we use when we pull the rabbit out of the hat, abracadabra, means abra, I will create, kadabra, as I speak, I will create as I speak. And so many times we're going through these like negative self-talk or just disempowering affirmations, like my friend that I told you about before, who said, too rich for my blood. That's a disempowering negative self-talk affirmation. So we really want to stay away from those. And we want to get into, if we do feel something negative, we want to replace that with a releasing statement. So like, for example, one of the ones I use as a releasing statement is, I release my fear of abandonment. And then I follow that up with an I am statement. I release my fear of abandonment. I am surrounded by unconditional love and support. I'm also a huge fan of asking statements. So asking statements are a way of sort of directing your creation what you want to be true. So some of the ones that I say that are asking statements are, guide me to accelerate my personal growth. Allow me to be in the right place at the right time. And I want to be really careful about the asking statements, because I have this little joke that I say, I call some people the law of attraction language police. And I call them this because these are the people who say, oh, well, you asked for a husband, but you didn't say you wanted him to not be married already, or something like that, like that you have to just get your language so perfect. Well, what I believe is that it's really the intention behind the affirmation that's important. You know, the universe is smart enough that it understands what you want because you're created by the universe. So it's really the intention behind it. So if you need a job, for example, and it doesn't feel good to you to say, I have the best job in the world, because you're in a sense lying to yourself, then don't say that. Say, guide me to create the best opportunity for me today. Or say, something wonderful is going to happen today. And then I assure you that if you do this for 30 days in a row or 45 days in a row, you're going to start to see things show up. And those are the synchronicities that are going to show up for in your life. And then one of my last ones is gratitude. And gratitude is so very important and powerful for rewiring your neural networks, because the act of being grateful really directs your brain to look for even more things that are grateful. I had actually started another Facebook group years ago called Declaring Gratitude, because I just wanted to have a group of women that I could share gratitudes with every day. And I've been doing that now ever since January 27th, 2014, with three other women. We just text each other three gratitudes every single day.
Yeah, it's good to have a gratitude partner. I've done that too.
Yeah, it's amazing. We've all had tremendous, tremendous shifts since starting that daily practice. So my dreams have been coming true, I mean, almost on a daily basis now. My other friend, she actually was a corporate attorney at Yahoo, and she ended up leaving that life behind and moved to live in a commune in New Zealand. So, you know, those are some pretty, pretty ginormous life shifts.
Mm-hmm. Well, another aspect of a part of this work that you're doing is you call it the FDs, in order to envision what your life would look like.
The 3Ds?
Yeah, the four Ds.
So, 4Ds. Okay. Yeah, so yeah. That is the desire, design, decide, and detach. And so the first step in that is you really want to get laser focused on your desires. You want to know exactly what you want. And I think that I've seen that taught over and over again from, in every old metaphysical book that I've ever read. It always talks about having a lot of energy towards your desires. And then the next thing you want to do is you want to really design it exactly the way that you want it to be. And the decide part is very important, because you need to decide, and I'll say it like this, you decide with a capital D what you will no longer have to be true in your life. And then detaching is the act of detaching from things that do not connect you to that goal. So a lot of like clog, but it's the act of actually detaching from it. So like, for example, if you have a toxic relationship and you make a decision with a capital D that you will no longer be in this toxic relationship, and you begin to detach yourself from a behavior or a person or any situation that is moving you away from your goals in life.
Yeah, and I think that detachment is very important. And even detaching yourself from the expectation of what it's going to look like, because sometimes the form isn't always how we envision it. And so practicing detachment on all levels is good. Well, I would love for you to end. We just have a minute for you to add, tell us about the one-page action plan, because we want to take all this to action.
The one-page action plan is the blueprint in the book of how you create a one-page action plan. So in my life, I never really wrote out like big business plans or anything. I just did everything by a one-page action plan. And I know we have only a minute left, so I'll just end by saying it like this. When you're creating a one-page action plan, you want to start with the end result. And then you want to reverse engineer and ask yourself, what are 6 things that need to be true in order to create this end result? And then you write those things down. And then for each one of those 6 bullets, you write, what are 3 actions I need to take just to make that one bullet point happen? And so I've been doing that over and over again, and it's helped me to build a multimillion-dollar business, to manifest, the book deal of my dreams, and I continue to use it every time I have a goal.
That's great. And I think about, it's like keeping it simple, like one page, focusing on 6 things, 3 action items. It keeps it simple, because sometimes we just get so overloaded that we don't do anything, because it looks like 100 things on our list to make this dream come true. Well, thank you so much, Mary, for being on the show today.
Thank you. And I do want to mention that blueprint for the one-page action plan is in that free download. So if any of you want to try out the one-page action plan, just go ahead and grab that free workbook.
Great. And that's at her website, www.maryshores.com. And she'll be coming out with her book, Conscious Communications, later in August. So you want to check that out. I'm Christina.
Yes, and it's available now.
Okay.
It's available now for pre-sale, which I love.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can get it on pre-sale, and then it arrives. As soon as it's printed, it'll arrive in your door. So I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation and also author of an Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's a great book of inspiration of the divine feminine and exploration of it from many different voices, from art to poetry to stories. So check that out. Go to our website, womenofwisdom.org, and you can also sign up for our newsletter to find out about our events that happen in the Seattle area. We have circles, monthly circles, a drum circle, elder circle. We're going to be forming more circles. We're in a kind of a transformation time right now. And we have a Woman with some CD and other music on our website that you can purchase. So it's a great place to have a community of women that are interested in empowering their voices and becoming leaders and exploring the divine feminine. So I hope everybody has a great weekend. And this summer is going to be nice and sunny here in Seattle. I hope wherever you are, you're having good weather and a wonderful weekend. So thanks for joining us today, and we'll be back next Friday.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.